destruction of files. Dr. Whitehead gave evidence to the effect that you had destroyed quite a number of the staff files.
I had.
Yes. A question that I'm asked to ask of you is, what establishment did your brother-in-law work for?
York University.
And was that establishment the subject of ongoing police investigations?
Not to my knowledge.
Now, going back to the files, you loaded up a wheelbarrow and you took the files into a distant part of the gardens to burn?
I did.
You did that yourself?
I did.
Without telling anyone?
I told a number of people, I think, but it's clearly something I wouldn't do now. I was not thinking in safeguarding terms at all.
What year was this?
Well, that's what I cannot quite remember. I'm guessing it was 2012, but that is just a guess.
So, Aidan Bellinger? Who was the abbot at the time?
That would have been Aidan Bellinger.
Yes, was abbot at the time.
Yes.
Did you discuss it with him?
Not very much.
Don't think he had any recollection of you discussing it with him?
No.
At all?
No.
Do you think maybe you didn't?
It's quite possible I didn't.
Right. Did you seek advice about this from anyone?
I'm not sure that I did, apart from discussing it, in a general way with my brother-in-law, because we seem to be in the realm of basements. This was a basement under the headmaster's house, which had fallen into a state of considerable disorder, partly because with the advent of computers, they had put servers down in what used to be the archive, and the filing cabinets had been pushed out somewhat haphazardly, and some of them had burst open, and it was becoming a complete mess down there, and I felt that I needed to do something about that, and the first thing I did was to destroy all the Lloyd George notes, as they're called, all the medical records, which went back a long way for pupils. There seemed to be no controversy about that. In fact, it was controversial that they'd been kept. I then considered pupil files, but they had actually been kept in good order, generally, by Father Philip when headmaster, because he was the archivist and liked archives in order. And also we had frequent requests for pupil files from families and pupils themselves. The remaining files in disorder were the staff files, and one piece of advice I had was that we shouldn't be keeping employment records beyond about 7 years. I wasn't thinking in safeguarding terms, because I know in that case they should be kept for about 70 years. And I just took a rather casual look at these files, and they were staff files going back, I think, into the early 80s, and I felt that it would be reasonable just to destroy them. There were quite a quantity of them in the filing cabinet, and I didn't read through every single file.
So you have no idea what it was that you've destroyed?
Not really.
So you could have destroyed a number of other allegations, a number of significant pieces of information?
I could have.
Are you sure that you weren't seeking to conceal something?
I am sure.
Was this shortly before the first lay headmaster was going to be appointed?
No. At the time, whenever the date was, there was no indication that I was going to cease being headmaster when I did that.
And you didn't take advice from Richard Yeo about this?
At that time, he wasn't abbot, and he wasn't and he was abbot president, but if I didn't take advice from the abbot, I wouldn't be taking advice from the abbot president.
But he was a monk of Downside, a long-standing friend to Downside, a leader and advisor on a number of different matters.
Yes.
We've seen letters to say that people were taking advice from him even before he became abbot.
Yes.
And you didn't think, with your long association, to just take some advice on what you were doing?
I didn't.
Kopka? The police?
No, I'm afraid I simply didn't think of it in safeguarding terms. I was simply thinking of getting rid of what seemed to me to be unnecessary old material.
And just describe how you did this. How did you get rid of this material?
I put the filing cabinets into a wheelbarrow and took them to the place where rubbish is burnt in the gardens and made sure that they were burnt.
How many filing cabinets?
About one, I think.
I think you comment in your statement about it not being an easy task because of the amount of material there was.
Yes, and burning paper thoroughly is quite difficult because quite often paper remains unburnt. I might have delegated the tidying up to the domestic department, but then I realised I couldn't do that because they would have no idea what to select for destruction, and at least I felt I had some idea.
But you were the headmaster at this stage. And what you describe in your statement is loading a cabinet load of files into the distant part of the gardens, requiring several trips with a wheelbarrow. Why were you doing this? Why didn't you have some novice assisting with it, or another monk? You're the headmaster.
Monks have a tradition of manual labour, which some of us keep to more than others. And for me, manual labour is quite important. And during the summer holidays, I thought that tidying up a messy area in the headmaster's house and going out into the garden to do that kind of work would be relaxation for me.
Relaxation to take several loads of wheelbarrow full of files and burn them.
Well, that's how I relax, doing that kind of thing. I sometimes cut down trees or dig out their roots.